You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, final hour of the Lake Show. Right before the break, I mentioned, man, you love the Ignite fights, whether it's at Mystic Lake, Canterbury Park. It returns to Canterbury this weekend. And joining me now, Mike Davis, ring announcer and podcast host for Ignite Fights. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Mike, how you been, man?
What's up, Henry Lake? What's up, buddy? Long time no see.
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Good. Well, we got a real big weekend. You're coming on Saturday, I'm assuming, correct?
I'm going to try to get down there, man. I'm going to try to get down there because it's always a great time to go down there, check out you doing your thing in the ring, some great fights, some great fighters, a lot of action, great crowds. But let's start with this. For someone out there that's listening to the show and they haven't been to an Ignite Fights card, how would you best describe it?
All right. So, I mean, a little background on myself. I travel the country with combat sports, and I've been doing it for several years. And the Minnesota area, if you look at the prospects and talent coming out of just literally a small little region, a portion of the United States, it's actually like on par with some of like the biggest cities in the entire country. It's crazy. Like the amount of fighters going to the UFC from Ignite. Like you got Steven Asplin, Thomas Peterson, Quang Lee, Jackson McVeigh, Guzzi Hines. There's more, and I mean, Gable Stevenson also. There's more people from Minnesota in the UFC right now than the entire country of Japan. That's like how tough the region of Minnesota is. It's legit. It's legit.
Do you think that some of that is due in part to how many, I guess, like fight gyms there are and trainers that there are? Because it seems like over the course of the last 5, 6, 7 years, it's really expanded here in the state.
Okay, so like in bigger cities like Denver or Florida, there's usually like one super gym where everybody kind of travels to and goes to. In Minnesota, there's like, you got McCune's, you got the Academy. There's just so many, like Mark 44. There's so many different gyms that are high quality, Striking Institute. There's so many quality gyms producing like a high level talent to where all of the other cities rely on travel or destination fighters.
Yep.
To where Minnesota is actually producing like a homegrown like prospect. It's very unique. I would say like 10, I apologize. So like 10 years from now,
yep,
people are going to be talking about like, oh my God, back in the day, because this is like the grunge era of MMA for Minnesota. Like, it's crazy how many people are coming up out of there.
And that's the thing that I love about the feel about the fights, the one specifically I've been to at Canterbury, is the fact that when you are in the building, right, when you are close to the cage, that when there is a Minnesota fighter, man, the energy is just different. You know that, Mike. You know I'm telling the truth.
I tell you what's coming next for Minnesota, because the men are handling their business. The amount of women in Muay Thai and MMA from Minnesota, it doesn't mirror the rest of the country. There's like an abundance of talent there. I think the next wave is the female fighter coming out of Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, it's going to be super interesting. We're talking to Mike Davis, ring announcer and podcast host for Ignite Fights here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Now you've got me super inquisitive. How long have you been announcing for MMA fights?
Okay, so my first fight that I ever went and saw was like 1997. I started promoting in like 2000, 2001, where Jeremy Bjornberg, the promoter for Ignite, and I connected.
Yep.
I'd like to say I was kind of like an integral part in his start as a promoter. And he dragged me over to the broadcast booth, and it's like I've walked away from promoting, and I'm doing it a lot now. So I have a few hundred shows, so I'd say maybe 10 years I've been doing the announcing.
That's a long time, man.
Yes. Yeah. It's good. So here's some of the things, just so people are like, oh, it's just a regional show in Minnesota. It's just kind of like a local thing to go to. Our main event is Ishmael Israelov, who's from the Eastern Bloc, Chechnya, versus Grant Neal, who was like the hottest prospect in Bellator before they went away. The winner of that fight's likely getting a UFC contract, depending on their performance.
Mm.
That's our main event.
Mm. That's something else. That's saying a lot. To say that the winner of that main event fight is a step away from the UFC, that says everything about the promotion.
Yeah. So here you go. You got a guy from Chechnya fighting a guy from Denver, and the likelihood of the winner going to the UFC is very, very high, depending on their performance. Like, that's like what they're doing in Minnesota right now.
All right, so Mike, outside of that, because that clearly, when you say that, that gives us some perspective on what's on the line. It gives us perspective of what type of fight and the importance of that fight that is the main event. Take that main event fight away. Talk to me about a couple of fights that are really intriguing to you.
All right, so this is like where like the nerds come out to play. So you got to look at like prospects. It's kind of like horse racing. So you got to look at the prospects. So there's a guy named Caden Vowles. He's 2-0 as an amateur. And you think, oh, he's just an amateur. He has got a high end boxing pedigree with like two vicious KO victories. So you got like Eric McDonald. He's 5-0, but he's out of a gym called Primal Milwaukee. And Primal Milwaukee is like a super high-end gen that's got like four or five guys in the UFC in the last, like, probably like the last half dozen years, and this is their next prospect. Was it Dalen Jones? He's out of the academy. He's in a title fight. And I tell you, Gable Stevenson, like an obviously a Minnesota legend, he's cornering a guy named Cole Cervantes, who's like another college wrestler.
Yep.
And Cervantes is also fighting a Russian named Ispov Sakharov, who's like out of the academy in Minnesota. Dude, it's a legit card.
That's crazy, Talk man. About. That's crazy. And one of the things that I love about it, too, is, and you know this, when I show up, I usually am there for about an hour, maybe a little bit over an hour. But the beauty of it is it goes all day, man. People can show up when the doors open and stay all day or stay into the night. So there's a little bit of something for everybody, because it typically isn't just MMA bouts, but there's some other bouts that kind of precede that too.
Yes, yeah. So Jeremy is doing something that is like very like Ignite Fights. We'll call it Ignite Fights because it's a group effort. But we're doing something special where we start earlier in the day, usually with some like Muay Thai or kickboxing.
Yep.
So there's a guy named Ozzy Judge. So Ozzy's like in his mid-40s, and he's just like one of those guys that likes to fight. And you think, oh, he's just a guy in his mid-40s. So he's a guy that refuses to walk away from the sport, is a legend in the locker room in regards to respect. And because like he's such a popular guy, all we do is like fly out other like guys of like his stature from all over the country. Dude, it's wild. We got this guy, Dre Murray, coming from North Dakota. They fought in MMA once, and Dre is like a super stand-up guy. It's kind of what he's known for. So Ozzy's fighting him in Muay Thai. They fought in MMA once. Ozzy got the best of him, but like both of them said, Dre has got phenomenal stand-up, and Ozzy wants to push himself. So we got that. And then we got Aaron Skipeteras, who, in terms of sparring, I would say he's got more rounds with the entire state of Minnesota, more than anybody else. He's fighting a guy from Chicago named Luis Unzuelta. I'm telling you, fight of the night. Henry.
Really?
You've seen it. You've come out. There's always a couple thousand people. I think at the last event, we were closer to 4,000 people in attendance. You come to one of these, You see the scene, you get to know the fighters and the people dedicating themselves to it, and you're hooked. It's like you're in.
You know, one of the things I've always loved about Minnesota, and this is, I think that we should have some pride in this, is that, you know, when we talk about like wrestling, right? Like way back in the day, we've always been, yeah, we've always been big in that sport, right? But now with MMA, we are starting to really kind of, you know, make a reputation and garner some attention that way too. Because I remember years ago when I was doing a show on KFAN when I was at KFAN back in the day, I remember first meeting Sean Sharp and some other guys. Oh. I remember, you know, and Brock Lesnar's a part of the program and all this stuff, whatever. It just, like, you can just tell that this is something that here in Minnesota we take great pride in terms of getting behind it.
All right. Dave Manet was the UFC first 185-pound champion. Scott Ferozzo's from Shakopee, Minnesota. So it's like Minnesota has always been known for fighting,
yep.
like in terms of wrestling and fighting, but like the structure and the organization that Knight has provided the people. So for instance, like the UFC is the crown jewel. That's where everybody wants to go. The biggest feeder show for the UFC is a company called the LFA. Jeremy Bjornberg, one of the owners of Ignite, is the secondary matchmaker there. So he's able to create fights that many other promotions aren't able to because he's got a good just kind of reach into the UFC as well as the LFA.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, it's great. We got a great system, dude. It's a great system.
Hey, well, final question for Mike Davis, ring announcer, podcast host for Ignite Fights here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Is the energy for a fight better when the styles of the fighters are polar opposites?
I will tell you, when you see two wrestlers, high-end wrestlers, go at it, the likelihood of you seeing a boxing match is really high. And like when your styles kind of clash, you see a lot of chain fighting. And I think that's what we're going to see in the Cole Cervantes fight. You got two like high-end wrestlers, one from Russia, one obviously, you know, from the Midwest, both like high-end guys. Oftentimes you see like a boxing match, but yes, I do like a clash of styles. That is my preference. But you know, sometimes I like to see a square peg pounded through a round hole.
I hear you, man. Well, hey, Mike, you do a phenomenal job, man. I look forward to trying to get out there on Saturday night, but best of luck, my friend.
You too, Henry. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yep. Mike Davis joining us here on The Lake Show. And check them out. Ignite Fights, man. They do a phenomenal job. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We get to this day in sports history next.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again.
Nope.
Save this Memorial Day. Shop at a retailer near you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
And let's do it. This day in sports history, Chris Tubbs, get to it.
All right. I will, as the kids say, get to getting. All right, 1913. So a little over a century ago. Century and 13 years.
Back in my day.
Back in my day, Washington's Walter Johnson gave up a run in the fourth inning against the St. Louis Browns to end his streak of 56 scoreless innings in a game that the Senators won 10-5.
I mean, just hearing that. 56 scoreless innings. That's remarkable, bro. 56.
I think, wasn't that broken by Earl Hershiser in like 1988?
I have no idea, but that's amazing.
I want to say Earl Hershiser was the one that broke that, because I remember being a pitcher in high school, and that was a pretty big deal. Hey, here's something I did not know. 4 days after his Kentucky Derby win, Sir Barton, ridden by Johnny Loftus, won the Preakness by four lengths over Eternal. To have the Preakness, and the thing I take out of that is the Preakness was 4 days after the Kentucky Derby. That was back in 1919.
Four. Wait, how many days after? 4 days.
That's 4 days. Didn't they need, like, load management or something for the horses?
Horses nowadays ain't what they used to be.
Man, nothing lasts forever anymore, does it? That damn horses. They just can't go like they used to. I tell you what. Ugh. All right. We talked about Walter Johnson once. Well, how about Walter Johnson?
Again.
Two times, because in 1920, he records his 300th win with a 9-8 win over the Detroit Tigers.
Is this the first time somebody's come up two times in one night on this day in sports history?
I think the first time it's been twice in the first three, yes. The amazing thing about that is that the Detroit Tigers are still the Detroit Tigers in 2026.
I know, right?
Instead of 1920, it's the San Angelo Jackalopes. Hey, 1967, Mickey Mantle hit his 500th home run, a shot off of Stu Miller that lifted the Yankees to a 6-5 win over the Baltimore Orioles.
I'd give anything for a Mickey Mantle baseball card.
Man. His rookie card used to be, I want to say it was like a 1956 tops. At one point was the most expensive card in the world.
If I knew what I knew about what I know now about baseball cards back in the 80s when I was a kid, oh my gosh. I'd have begged my mom and dad for all the money. Seriously.
Yeah, 1952 tops. Mickey Mantle baseball card. Right now going for about $265,000 online. I was big into card collecting, and I would put them in my room, and I'd have them like on my, I had them on my floor, and like, yep. My mom, it was 1984 tops. I remember this because it was a Don Mattingly rookie card. It was that series that they took all of my cards, put them in a garbage bag, and just threw them out. I was like, I had like 5-6 years worth of cards, and they just like threw them.
I'm pretty sure my mom threw some of my cards out too.
I'm like,
not cool.
I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I'm gonna put my kid through college, you a-holes. But they are a-holes for different reasons. Hey, let's continue this day. Let's not talk about people being jerks because they throw out baseball cards. 1977, the Montreal Canadiens edged the Boston Bruins 2-1 to win the Stanley Cup in four games.
And they're roughing up somebody tonight.
Buffalo.
They're roughing up Buffalo right now.
In Buffalo.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was a game that Buffalo had an early lead, but it's amazing. Sometimes, maybe Buffalo's just not trying to win. Maybe that's the thing.
Wow, you're taking shots at the Wild fans.
I mean, maybe Buffalo's like, you know what? We got the schedule release tonight. Maybe they are running into the locker room to find out when the Bills are playing the Vikings. Maybe that's why they're not focused tonight. You know what? That's what I'm going to say it is. Hey, in 1981, the Boston Celtics won the NBA championship with a 102-91 win over the Houston Rockets in Game 6.
Boston Celtics, back in the day, them were some bad dudes, man.
Man. I remember the Lakers and the Celtics in the 80s. That was like always the NBA Finals. Yep. And it was like every other year was like Lakers, Celtics. Like,
back then, my team was the Philadelphia 76ers. I loved to meet some Dr. J.
Dr. J, Moses Malone.
Andrew Toney, Maurice Cheeks.
Mo Cheeks.
Yep. Man, some bad dude.
Yeah, that was when basketball was good, not the stuff that. Just kidding. Hey, 1989, James Worthy scored 12 of his 33 points in the fourth quarter of the Lakers. Wow, we're both making up words tonight. The Lakers rallied from a 29-point first-half deficit to beat Seattle 97-95, and they swept the Western Conference semifinals.
Imagine that. Wow.
In 1997, baseball's executive council suspended New York Yankees owner George Steinbrenner for suing other team owners.
He's trying to bully people.
I mean, are we really surprised that George Steinbrenner, it's like George Steinbrenner and Al Davis, they seem like they were just nothing but two big pains in the asses. I mean, hey, 1999, again, one of my favorite female golfers of all time, Annika Sorenstam, shot an 11 under 61, the best score in LPGA history on a par 72 course to take a two-shot lead over Michelle McGann, the opening round of the Sara Lee Classic. Dude, she was a boss.
Love Annika, huh?
Oh, man. She was the cat's meow back in the day. Like, there was nothing that she could do wrong. I was just, like, amazed with how...
You're smitten with her.
I was smitten with her, yeah. But she's a hell of a golfer, too. I love the way she handled that the stick. Very impressive. Hey, guy that can handle the stick as well, Jean-Sébastien Giguère. Oh, we remember that name, don't we, Wild fans? Back in 2003, stopped 35 shots for his third straight shutout. Anaheim beat Minnesota 4-0 for a 3-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. First goalie in modern NHL history to record three consecutive shutouts in the next to last round of the playoffs. Wild weren't trying to win in 2003 either.
So you purposely are sticking the knife in and you're twisting it on Wild fans tonight.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm one of them. I mean, I'm sticking the knife in my back, too. It don't feel so good. But you know what? If we embrace the pain, we can get through it together.
Sure.
That's what I'm wanting to do. We are all masochists when it comes to Minnesota sports.
I'd rather the price of gas go down.
What does that have to do with being a Wild fan and sticking it to us?
If I'm going to be in pain, I want my gas to be cheaper.
Oh. You know what? I disagree because... My car used to hold $25 worth of gas, and now it holds $45 worth of gas.
That's the running joke on MAGA right now.
I like
the
yes. I got more gas. I paid more gas now.
I seen it.
I mean, Biden couldn't get me $25 worth of gas, but Trump can get me $45. Let's go, USA, USA. Hey, Richard Jefferson on this day back in 2004 scored 18 of his 31 points after regulation to lead New Jersey to a 127-120 triple overtime win over Detroit and a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Last playoff game to be decided in three overtimes was Phoenix 129-121 win over Chicago in Game 3 of the 1993 NBA Finals.
Mm.
A couple more things here. You know, let's get back. Let's get down to 2017.
Yeah.
Steph Curry scored 40 points and hit a tying 3-point shot. With a minute 48 remaining, Golden State rallied after Kawhi Leonard lost to an ankle injury, beat the Spurs 113-111 in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Draymond Green, God, we love Draymond, he's awesome, gave Golden State the lead for good on a three-point play after the Warriors trailed by as many as 25 points in the first half. And something that is relevant today.
That was the Zaza Pachulia. Remember, he was the one that took out Kawhi, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Oh, man, I haven't heard that name in probably about 10 seconds now. Hey, in 2018, this is actually a pretty big deal, you guys. Supreme Court cleared the way for states to legalize betting on sports, breaking a long-time ban, creating a potential financial boom for states' gambling industry. Despite opposition of the major sports leagues and the Trump administration, High Court strikes down a federal law that barred betting on football, basketball, baseball, and other sports in most states.
And here we are.
Here we are.
We still don't have legalized betting in Minnesota.
No, we don't. But if it makes you feel any better, I'm losing a ton of money every night playing DFS. So at least I got that going for us. So, you know, I'm losing money for everybody out there that can't lose money. Trust your guy, Tubbsy. We're in the red, but that's okay.
Hey, if you got some money you want to wager, whether you think you're going to win or possibly have some money to lose, there's always Canterbury Park. We've got the Preakness Stakes this Saturday. We're going to talk to Angela Herman. She joins us next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, we got a little, some Little Kim. When's the last time we played Little Kim? Did Angela Herman from Canterbury Park, did she request some Little Kim on the Lake Show? Ange?
I cannot claim to have requested that. That's just a bonus to being on here. That was not my doing. I cannot take credit for that, but it puts a smile on my face.
I love it. I love it. I love me some Little Kim. She's, come on now.
From there.
How you doing?
I'm great. Yeah, it's a sunny in 84. We're just over a week away from live racing. It's time.
Yeah, you know, I am. I look at the fact that we're just that much closer to live racing at Canterbury Park, which makes me super excited. But I will say this, and I said this to Jeff Madej, and he agreed with me on the air. I'm disappointed in the second leg of the Triple Crown, and let me explain why. Because when I think of the Triple Crown and I think of horse racing, it's just horse racing so much fun. There's a lot of studying that goes into it. There's so much money that can be made. You're always looking for value. I just love those big weekends that we have, not just nationally, but internationally. All right, so we have the Triple Crown. We have the Breeders' Cup weekend. We have so many other weekends throughout the year. But the Preakness weekend, to me, is starting to just become the one that I kind of dread. And I hate that feeling, and I'm not trying to throw shade on the sport of horse racing. You know that I love the horses. But it's brought up the question in the last week, Ange, when Golden Tempo, and that their team, they opted to not run in the Preakness. It the conversation started in that people were saying maybe the schedule needs to be altered with regards to changing the calendar from the Derby into the Preakness into the Belmont. Now, when I brought up to Jeff Madej after Golden Tempo won the Kentucky Derby, he said that he likes it the way that it is. He was like, he understands the history of it all. He thinks that it's a true test to see, you know, what horses are made out of. And I totally get that perspective. But the casual fans are starting to check out a little bit because, for them at least, it doesn't seem like there is an opportunity for them to see a Triple Crown winner. What are your thoughts on all this? Do you think that there should be a change or altering of the schedule? Should weeks be added in between the Triple Crown stops? Or are you with Jeff and say that it needs to remain the same?
I have some purist beliefs, like Jeff, that things need to stay difficult, and that's the part of the Triple Crown that makes it so hard to do. But at the same time, change is being called for all across the board, just with different methods of training, different spacing of time between horses' schedules when they get to the races. A lot has changed about horse racing. Even the Preakness is going to be a Laurel this year.
Yep.
So if the horsemen are telling us that it's time for a change, maybe it's time to just accept that things need to change. And to set that out now, or to maybe take a couple of runs at different schedules, might be take a couple of years for testing the waters. But I am more open to it than I have been previously, just because if we really do want to see our stars and we want fans to get to know their names, maybe stretching out that schedule into some spots that will draw them all instead of just a handful of them would make it easier to do so.
You know, the one thing that I will say is I'm not sure that if you alter the schedule, and I think you need to do what's best for the sport to thrive, I'm not sure if even that's going to get the younger demographic or the casual horse racing fan back into it.
I could see that. But at the same time, if you do stretch out that season, so to speak, I mean, you see the NFL makes a longer season. If you make it something that you can follow for just a little bit longer,
yeah,
just past that 5 weeks, maybe make it into 3 months, something like that. It does take up a bigger portion of the calendar. And if people do want to see it and they want to watch it and we're doing right by the horses, so you see them more often, maybe that is the way that it'll end up going.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to something that you just brought up, that we're not at Pimlico this year. We're at Laurel. And for the people out there that follow horse racing but don't know the differences between the tracks, how different is Laurel versus Pimlico, in your opinion?
It's more so different, I think, in the different paths of the track. Like, the inside of the track is generally where you want to be at Laurel. Sometimes the turns will come up a little bit quicker, but really, I would say, in Laurel's defense, it's a track that some horses can adapt to pretty quickly. At least when I've been there before and seen some horses ship in from the outside, it doesn't take as much training, adjusting to get over it and get over it well. There's a long stretch to it. There is a fairly quick run into the first turn, and it'll just take a little bit of steering from the outside, but you're not going to have a 20-horse field this time, too. So I think that, all things equal, Laurel is going to provide a pretty fair surface, and I think that with a smaller field, you should see the best of what everybody's got.
We're talking to Angela Herman from Canterbury Park here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. How would you describe or evaluate this year's Preakness, entrance?
It is such an interesting bunch, and you alluded to the fact that the Derby winner isn't in here, and originally nobody from the Derby had intended to go into the field, but now we do have a few horses that ran in the Derby. The third place finisher, Ocelli, he's coming into this race. Robusta was also in the field. He was one of the also eligibles that drew into there. Incredibolt, who finished better than it looks on paper, sixth. And Great White, who made it to the gate but was scratched at the gate, they are now in the mix. And you get some horses that had been on the Triple Crown Trail, didn't make the Derby for one reason or another, didn't have enough points, the schedule didn't work out. They're all coming together, and they're bringing a lot of speed with them. There is, on paper at least, a boatload of pace signed on for the Preakness.
All right, so when you look at this 14-horse field, what are the horses or the horse that stands out the most from the perspective of a cool storyline?
I think you have to take a look at the very first runner, and that's Taj Mahal, because Taj Mahal is the local hope. And that's not by design. He had a couple of hiccups in the spring. He was going to go to the Wood Memorial, which a handful of these ran in, but timing didn't work out. He didn't make the race. So he raced a couple of times at Laurel. He won a couple of stakes races named the Miracle Wood and the Federico Tessio. And the Tessio, especially last time, was phenomenal. I mean, he blew that field away. He did it in front-running fashion. It's just that he's going to have a lot of company to his right. But Brittany Russell trains a lot of horses in the region. Sheldon Russell will be aboard Taj Mahal. And, I mean, there was a lot of potential with this horse from the start. He was actually with Bob Baffert to begin with. Didn't see a whole bunch from him. The horse went to her. She said, frankly, she didn't see a whole bunch to start with Taj Mahal, but he has grown leaps and bounds and really lived up to some of the potential that his owners saw when they purchased him, and that was a $500,000-plus price tag.
All right, so the two horse in this race, is it pronounced Ocelli?
Ocelli. I've heard it pronounced both ways. We'll go with Ocelli.
All right, well, let's go for Ocelli for the sake of this conversation. Ran a really good third in the Kentucky Derby. But with that being said, the morning line has this horse at 6-1, and I know it's coming off a great effort at Churchill Downs, but the horse has never won a race. Now, I get it that the Derby race, which is the biggest race of all of these horses' careers to this particular point, ran a huge race, but is 6-1 still a short price for a horse that's never won a race?
You just have to keep questioning if he's going to get the same pace meltdowns, because in his last two races, the Wood Memorial and the Kentucky Derby, like you mentioned, things went pretty hot and heavy up front. And he's the sort of horse that drops way, way back, just like the winner. And he benefited from horses tiring in front of him. He very well could get the same thing, and he drew an inside post. I don't even think you're going to get 6-1 on him, so it's kind of tough. It's a tough call. If you liked him last time at 70-1, it's a little hard to swallow to take 4 or 5-1, but I think that's pretty realistic for him. That would be my guess. I think people see a lot of pace, and he fits the bill.
Have you made a pick yet?
I have a lean in here, and it is one of the Derby runners. It is not him, and my only question is the post. And I have to say apologies somewhere if you're out there, Kevin Gord. Somehow we have landed on the same horse in the first two legs of the Triple Crown, but Incredibolt is the horse that I've settled in on. He was a late addition to the field, and it's funny because Bill Mott had talked about skipping the Preakness, and his son Riley trains Incredibolt, and I guess that they had a talk and said, if your horse is doing well, put him into the field. His closing style fits just as well as the third-place finisher in the Derby, and I think that they'll both be making some noise late.
That was Jeff Madej's horse in the Derby a couple of weeks ago. He kept telling me about this Incredibolt, who I'd seen run before, because I think that horse's path came through the – where did it come through? Oh, he ran it Churchill Downs. No, I'm talking about before the Derby. He won the race at Colonial. Yeah,
yep, for the Virginia Derby.
The Virginia Derby. All right, so let me throw a horse at you, because I still have not settled on a horse yet. But a horse that I'm staring at, and I don't know why I keep going back to this horse, but the hell we did. What do you make of that horse?
Okay, well, the hell we did, if you do like it, then the name draws a lot of attention. I will tell you that. We've had some future betters. People go, they name a horse that? Yes. His name is The Hell We Did, and he exits the second place finish in the Grade 3 Lexington. That was kind of the last chance for horses to get into the Derby. He didn't get enough points. They didn't get into the Derby with him, and The Hell We Did is actually a horse that has some speed. And like we mentioned before, there's going to be some hot and heavy hitting up front on the pace. And the hell we did put in the dirty work in the Lexington, but it really wasn't that taxing of a pace. He just looked so tired coming down the stretch. I'm sure he got a lot out of it. Mm-hmm. It was his first race around two turns. You are going to get every bit of 15-1 with him, I'm sure.
Really?
And, oh, yes, I would definitely think so. Landing in the middle of that field with his style, if he can lay back a little bit more, maybe he does have that punch at the end. But at least the way that he was interested in running in his first route race, which is just like the Preakness, he was locking horns all the way around, and that's very tough to do against this quality of horse.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ange, I hope that we can find a couple of winners. I got to be honest, I'm a little disappointed in the card overall. I may only bet just a couple of a handful of races, but I'm going to try to stop out tomorrow at some point, lay some bets for tomorrow's races and for Saturday's, but let's try to always make some money.
Well, absolutely, and there's special wagers involved in these, just like Derby weekend. There's all stakes pick five, all dirt pick five. There's possibilities to make some big money, even if you only like a couple of key horses. And you can bet it whenever you like. You can bet it starting tomorrow. Well, it was starting today, but you can tomorrow. You can Saturday. And I hope to see you out at the track this weekend. If you're going to be there every weekend for live racing, you better get into the habit now.
All right, so real quickly, I know this is totally off the cuff and catch you off guard. Outside of the Preakness race, is there a horse in any of the other stakes races that you like as a tout?
I'm actually going to give you a horse for tomorrow.
Okay.
Because the Black Eyed Susan is race 13. It's the corresponding race for fillies to the Colts and the Preakness. And there is a Black Eyed Susan and Preakness double. You can bet from one day to the other both of those winners. And I like a horse named Holly's Holiday in the Black Eyed Susan. She gets inside positioning. She's on an upward trajectory. She's a little light on numbers, but this is a pretty wide open race too, the Black Eyed Susan. You get 6-1. You get one of the best riders in the country in Flavian Pratt. And Holly's Holiday, I think, is going to fire a big bullet in the Black Eyed Susan.
I appreciate the tell, and I appreciate you joining me here on the Lake Show, Ange.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I hope that all of these are winners. I hope everybody comes out, fires big at Canterbury, and comes home with a lot of cash.
I'm with you. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. See you tomorrow.
All right. That's Angela Herman from Canterbury Park joining us here on The Lake Show. We will take a break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up the show on The Good Neighbor. All right. So basically tonight, Chris Tubbs says he loses his money on what kind of wagering did you say?
DFS.
Yeah, DFS. I lose my money at the track.
We're just a couple of heathens, we are.
Oh,
we're a couple of bad examples for the kids out there. Don't be like us. What Kendrick said, they not like us. Don't be like us.
Oh, snap. I was wondering why. So have you downloaded Victory Plus, that app?
No, I have not.
All right, so you should download Victory Plus.
Okay.
It is the television home of the Minnesota Lynx because there's no FanDuel.
Oh, so, yeah.
So they're on Victory Plus. It's free.
Okay.
So you can watch all the games. And I was going to the Victory Plus app in the commercial break to see what was going on with the Lynx because they trail by two. They're playing Paige Beckers and the Dallas Wings, but it's on Prime. So that was the reason why I was like, why can't I find the game? It's on Prime.
Well, damn it. I've got Prime. Been watching the stupid NFL release crap all night. No, I'm sorry. No, turn it up. Tell us what's going on.
No, I had the volume up. I'm sorry. But it's slick.
Okay. Like,
and you don't have to pay for it. Victory Plus is one of those freebies that you just download right on your phone. It is awesome, dude. And
Is it a WNBA enterprise, or is it a parent media company incorporated?
It has WNBA basketball. It has.
Does it have a logo?
It has soccer.
Okay.
It's a V, and it has a plus, Victory Plus. But our former colleague, Sloan Martin, doing her thing.
Yes. Nice to see somebody in that house is carrying their weight in this market.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Hey, Matthew, I love you, bro. I'm not the one trying to put you in the middle of strays. You're not catching strays because of me. You're catching strays because of Tubbsy.
I'm just mad that the Wild lost last night.
What that got to do with Matthew Collar?
I don't know. I'm just pissed at the world. But my boy Zebby came through, so I can't be all that mad.
My goodness, man. Calm down.
I know.
You want to get a room with Zebby? You act like Zebby.
Zebby mania, baby. No, I'm a Zebby guy.
Mr. Cy Young or something. He's got your vote, I see.
If I had a vote for the Cy Young, hell yeah.
Calm down. Oh, my girl, Alana Smith.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's got the face mask on, you know?
Yeah?
You saw she had, like, fractured her nose or something like that?
Is she, what do they call that? Face masking? Face maxing? She not doing that where she's like, pow! Right in a kisser! Pow! Right in a kisser!
Okay. We're done here.
Okay.
We'll talk to you guys after Twins baseball. Final pitch on The Good Neighbor.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!